This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The state of Michigan is days away from its budget deadline. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the budgets she's been sent by the legislature are a mess. Here to give us a little insight of what's going on in Lansing are our political commentators. T.J. Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He worked for Governors Engler and Granholm and headed up communications for Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. Ken Sikkema is a senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants. He's a former Republican majority leader of the Michigan Senate. So, T.J., what does the governor mean when she says the budgets she received are a mess?
Well, Lester, certainly the negotiation process for the budgets has been quite a bit different than would be typical from previous years. The legislature passed budgets kind of without her input, and I'm certain that there are things in the budgets that she's received to this point. And again, she still has not received the budgets that she's supposed to have gotten by now. I think she has some real concerns and differences in what she sees from the Republicans and what she'd like to be able to sign. So I don't think we're out of the woods yet from a budget negotiation perspective. I would expect that the governor is going to veto or line item veto many things in those budgets next week, and then they're going to have to go back to the drawing board to figure out how they reach a compromise.
Ken, the Republican leadership in the legislature says if the governor wanted something else in these budgets, she should have not walked away from the budget negotiations. How fair is that assessment of what happened?
Well, I just hopefully things are going to be different next year, because this is no way to run a railroad. She's got her priorities. They have their priorities. I think it's a bit over the top to say she walked away from any negotiations, since the road issue and transportation funding just never really got traction, and that was a key issue to her. I think try to have some perspective on all of this. She made her first offer in the spring when she presented her executive budget, and what the Republicans did this week, or are doing, in my judgment, is kind of their counteroffer, and her response will be her counter to their counter. And I think what should have been done in May, that is negotiate a budget, will be done in October.
Right. Governor Rick Snyder pushed for ending that budget process months earlier. For 8 years, we saw that. Now we're up against the budget deadline and might even see a partial state government shutdown. What does this all tell you about divided government? TJ?
Well, certainly, I think a lot of people like to pretend that, well, the Republicans were in control of the legislature and they had a Republican governor, so it was very easy for them to pass a budget. And that's just not necessarily true either. There always are differing priorities, and you dicker on a budget, I think, always. And I think Governor Snyder always tried to, have some sort of compromise. This is sort of uncharted territory, I think, in terms of where we've been. In terms of the procedure here, it's also been concerning because, according to the Constitution, the governor is supposed to have 14 days to review any budget bill sent to her desk. The budgets have not yet been transmitted to her in bulk. I mean, she's received a few budgets. I think she's received four or five of them. She hasn't received all of them. They have not been officially transmitted from the legislature. So it's difficult to know what's in those bills. And I actually think that the GOP leaders are playing a bit of a game with her, trying to make her seem less relevant. And I think that that's probably going to backfire. I don't think, as Ken said, that you want to play budget chicken with a governor anytime you're in an acrimonious process. And again, regardless of what the Republicans want to accomplish, they still need her signature on these documents. And unless she feels that these budgets are responsible, she's not going to sign all of them. That's for sure.
Ken?
Well, I'd be cautious about making a judgment about divided government. I still think, because this is the first year after many years where you have a Republican legislature and a Democratic governor, I think they're still kind of testing each other and seeing what process is going to work. And like I said earlier, hopefully things will be different next year. But I still think they're kind of in a testing mode.
What do you think of that point that TJ just made about, the 14-day notice of a budget for the governor, and we're facing up the deadline on Monday, and she still doesn't have some of the budgets?
Well, that's a valid point. I mean, what he's referring to is the fact, not just for the budget, but she has 14 days on any bill that's been presented to her to decide whether to sign it or veto it. And, because you have the state budget year starting October 1, Republicans have sort of, you know, end-runned that 14-day issue. But she's got a lot of power with line item vetoes and other mechanisms at her disposal to basically force both sides back to the bargaining table next week without dealing with the problems and implications of a government shutdown.
Real quickly, at a recent Republican conference on Mackinac Island, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky said about road funding that maybe we have paved too many roads. Maybe we ought to let some of them go back to gravel roads. What do you guys think of that?
You know, it's an inelegant statement, but there's a larger point there, that is the following. If you're not going to raise the revenue to maintain the current system, then you've got to rethink the current system. Now, it doesn't work to turn some roads into gravel because he's not talking about state roads. He's probably talking about local roads. And the real cost to fix the roads are the main traveled expressways and state highways.
TJ?
Well, you know, certainly I think that that's just a lot of rhetoric. And I would say to Senator Shirky, you know, if graveling roads is a priority for you, I would say let's gravel the roads in your district first and see how your constituents respond to that. Ask anyone who lives in a gravel road, who has tried to get it paved with their local county road commission, and ask them about the cost of maintaining even a gravel road. And it's significant. Again, I think that there's almost a false premise here that, well, a gravel road, you turn it back, you take a paved road, turn it back to gravel, and then then you don't have to maintain it. In some cases, maintaining a gravel road is time consuming and can be as expensive as maintaining blacktop. So I don't think that gets us anywhere in terms of trying to take our state backward and gravel more roads. I understand the budget implications of it, but to suggest that there is no cost to maintain gravel roads is just uninformed.
TJ Buchholz is president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He worked for Governors Engler and Granholm and headed up communications for Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants. He's a former Republican majority leader of the Michigan Senate. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.